Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And fantasy football conversation coming up. We're also trying to come up with the best TV theme song of all time. Let's welcome from fanball.com. He is our ace. Well, other than me. Other than me, who, I mean, you know, quickly ascending the ranks. Paul, I got to tell you something. You better lock down your appearances across the nation on radio stations, because pretty soon, man, I'm going to be gobbling them up, my 1-0 football team.
How about 1-0? How does it feel?
It feels natural.
It's easy, isn't it?
Let's welcome Paul Charchin from fanball.com. Talk some fantasy football win your week. What's going on, Paul?
Great to talk to you. We've got a game tonight that's a little bit thorny for fantasy owners.
What do you make of it?
So I think the big thing to understand is a lot of frustration from Alex Collins owners, because the Ravens had a 40-point lead for a lot of this game, and he only got 7 carries. But if you didn't watch the game, and I don't blame you, what you didn't know is that he had an early fumble. He got benched for the fumble, and then they're up by 40, so why run him, right? You can, you know, you don't need your starting running back in. In the meantime, their backup, Kenneth Davis, goes on IR. Alex Collins should get out of the doghouse here, and a great opportunity. He had 2 big games against Cincinnati last year. In fact, these teams met just 2 weeks ago, or 2 games ago, week 17 of last year. 96 yards and a touchdown for Alex Collins. I like him, my number 16
right,
running back.
Paul,
this week.
Before we move forward, I want to ask you one question going back to week one and how it applies moving forward. So other than injured players that got hurt and are out for the year, out for a while, of players that played, what player, maybe taken in the top 3 or 4 rounds of a draft, concerns you the most that circumstances as an owner, you might say, uh-oh, I got an issue. This guy'll be good, but he's not going to deliver what I expected. And then give me the flip side. Give me someone drafted low that you say this guy can be real this year. Give me the 2 sides of that from your week one perspective, and then, of course, moving forward.
I'm going to give you David Johnson, who had a very disappointing game, and I'm nervous about an offensive line that is brutally bad. And you may remember they lost their starting center, Shipley, in the preseason and made a bad line already worse. Sam Bradford, it looks like Minnesota sort of pulled off a miracle in making him look good, and now that he's out of Minnesota, he was awful. And you guys, you guys saw the ups and downs
with
him.
Yeah, we know.
You know, what it's all about. He looked completely non-functional. So I think there's just going to be games where David Johnson, as good as he is, by the way, back injury right now, and there's a chance he doesn't even play this weekend. That he might concern me the most. My favorite story, and God, do we love to get him right. How good does it feel when you get one right? Chris Thompson for the Redskins. He was on the field enough. He's the best running. Yeah, I know Adrian Peterson got all the headlines in their game, and Adrian looked good. But we know Adrian's not playing 16 games, guys, and we know all the limitations he brings. Chris Thompson has a career 5.5 yard per carry average. He's awesome at catching the ball. Great matchup with Indianapolis. He's my number 13 running back this week.
Wow.
And I think for a guy that you got in the 8th round of your drafts, he's going to be in your lineup every week of the season.
Wow, so you'd put Chris Thompson in there over Adrian Peterson moving forward?
I would. Rest of the year, if I had the option to trade, if I were one of these 2 guys, I'd rather be on the Chris Thompson side, because I don't think Adrian's going to make it 16 games, maybe not even 10.
Are you at all worried about Deshaun Watson?
Yes, that was the other guy I was going to mention. Again, and if you saw that game, John, the offensive line, again, these are your 2. These are your 2 really, really worrisome offensive lines, Arizona and Houston. And then Houston lost their starting right tackle for the year.
Right.
And so it's a total disaster. They were able to get their running game going a little bit, but Watson totally discombobulated, under pressure the whole time. The leg looked okay, but he couldn't complete a pass. I've got him down at number 15 at my quarterback position for this week as he goes up against Tennessee, and this is a guy we thought would be like top 3 or top 4. So they've got – as you guys know, you're blessed with probably the best overall deepest offensive line in football. It's such a hindrance when your offensive line is terrible, and that could be the problem that we have all year for Watson.
So Eagles-wise, we're going up against a secondary in Tampa that is really banged up.
Oh, yeah.
Which Eagles receiver do you have the most faith in this week?
Aguilar is a great play, and I've got him way up at wide receiver 11 this week for the reasons you mentioned.
Wow.
You know, number one, two, and three cornerbacks all out unless Brent Grimes comes back from his groin injury earlier than expected. Here's your starting cornerbacks for the Bucs. Ryan Smith, MJ Stewart, and Carlton Davis.
Mm.
Honestly, guys, I do this for a living. I had to look them up this week when it came to this. Aguilar played 85% of his snaps from the slot where he normally is. That lines him up against the rookie, MJ Stewart. What an awesome opportunity. I want to say throw a flyer on Wallace. He had one target last week, so you know I'm nervous about that part of it. But, yeah, God, what a dream matchup.
I caught him. I caught Mike Wallace. What about Patrick Mahomes, Paul? Legit?
Oh, God. I love Mahomes. And part of it, you know, fantasy football is supposed to be fun. We talked about this a little bit in the preseason. Mahomes is the Mahomes Hill connections. They're jump off your couch fun when they hit, right? And what a great showing that he had in this first one. Now, two of his four touchdowns were shovel passes from the one-yard line, which are a little cheap, and I know frustrated the hell out of Kareem Hunt owners. But nevertheless, for his second NFL start, and the first one that means anything because his first NFL start was in a meaningless Week 17 last year, what a great showing for him. A neutral matchup against Pittsburgh, but, man, the way they're playing, I still like him a lot. He's my number seven quarterback this week.
Waiver wire wise, who are your big pickups?
Couple of people. One, Philip Dorsett for in fact, get this. The number two wide receivers for Tom Brady and Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, all pickupable this week. Philip Dorsett is going to be the starter probably all year on the outside. Everybody thinks when Julian Edelman comes back, it's over for Dorsett, but Dorsett will play outside. Edelman will go to the slot. Philip Dorsett, tough matchup this week with Jacksonville, but going forward, like him a lot. Then Ted Ginn. Nobody wanted Ted Ginn. He's old and he's boring, but you've got receivers on the field every play for Drew Brees. And then with Aaron Rodgers, Geronimo Allison, speed guy. There are going to be some really nice matchups for him too, like all of those. And then this Philip Lindsay kid, this 5 foot, they say 5 foot eight. In my eyes, he's like 5 foot seven. He's a Darren Sproles, Danny Woodhead type guy who got every bit as much run for Denver as Royce Freeman did, their other rookie. And Philip Lindsay looks really good, and that whole offense looked very good against Seattle.
Paul,
so,
who's Paul Charchin here, fanball.com with us. Paul, who's typically playable that you would stay away from this week because of a matchup?
Yeah, there's a handful of guys that I'm showing some caution on this week. Let's begin. Well, we mentioned David Johnson. That's probably at the top of my list. We've got this tough matchup with the Jaguars for New England. I've got Tom Brady as low as he ever goes at number 14. He goes up against the best secondary in football. So I'm nervous about Brady. I'm basically got all of my Patriots except Gronk as guys that you want to show a ton of caution on. And, you know, even Gronk's not necessarily a fantastic start either. So there's a couple of names. And then the Packers have got the Vikings, and this is always a really tough matchup. Davante Adams is hurt. Mm-hmm. And here's the part that really worries me if I'm an Aaron Rodgers owner. The mobility is what is so much of what makes him special. Yeah. The escapability. Nobody throws on the run better than Aaron Rodgers. If that knee plants Aaron Rodgers on one part of the field in the pocket and the Vikings defensive line knows it, that could be a brutally tough matchup for him.
All right, Paul, fanball.com. Tell us about it. I know you've had a lot of people flocking to the website and the contest you've been doing. What's going on?
So for weeks, we talked about this free week one $5,000 contest. And behind the scenes, what happened is we filled the contest. And then more people were coming, so we just spun up another one. And then on that field, I spun up another one. We ended up spinning up $5,000 free contest. So
great.
Now I'm just cutting to the chase, and I've made one $25,000 free contest at FanBall. The only way to get in is by going to FanBall.com/. That's the power, WAP,
wow,
right there. The only way to get in, you must go to FanBall.com/radio. You can't navigate to it from the site. You're not tweeting it. You have to know that URL, FanBall.com/radio.
I love it. $25,000 contest. Go to FanBall.com/radio. All right, Paul, final thing, and it's the most important question of all. Best TV theme song of all time, what is it?
James?
You guys work together? Oh. Look at that.
That is a good one.
You remember this? You guys old enough?
Of course.
Three's Company.
Yeah.
It just happened last night. My 12-year-old daughter, for some reason, we were talking about Three's Company and this crazy show. So we decided to watch an episode. Oh, man, that is one unfunny show, let me tell you.
It's very but, dated, right?
Oh, God, it did
so
not age
dated,
well.
Yes.
It's really, really bad. But we had a fun time with the theme song.
All right, Paul, great stuff. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, there
bye-bye.
He is, thanks, Paul Charchin, fanball.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.